This is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzes. The city of Atlanta could get a small sales tax to support the arts. For every dollar spent in the city, one-tenth of a penny would go toward the fund. That would generate an estimated $15 million a year. City leaders hope to let voters decide the matter in a referendum this November. WABE's Amy Kiley has been tracking this story, and she joins us in studio now. Amy, welcome.
Thanks for having me on City Lights.
So how did this push for an art sales tax begin?
Georgia is one of the lowest-ranked states for arts funding, so advocates have been trying to push to change that for years. In 2008, a delegation went to Denver to study that city's sales tax for the arts. Since then, advocates have been pushing for that kind of thing here, especially Woodruff Arts Center representatives. And Mayor Kasim Reed, in his State of the City address last month, took a big first step to fulfill that wish.
I have an announcement today that our administration will pursue a one-tenth of a penny sales tax to launch a permanent and dedicated source for the arts community in the city of Atlanta. We need it. We should do it right now, right away.
What's the timeline to make that happen, Amy?
It is quite tight because this needs approval from the legislature. Monday is the last day to introduce local bills, which this is, in the House or Senate. Maybe it could be tacked on later, but maybe we'll see. After state approval, the city council leaders would have to craft an ordinance to put it on the ballot. Then in November, voters would decide on it. And this probably needs to happen this year because next year, Mayor Reed will not be in office.
Now, for the most part, it seems like a no-brainer. It seems like arts groups support the sales tax proposal, but I understand there is a point of tension that's arisen also.
Arts advocates are certainly excited about getting some funding for the arts, but some are concerned about how much of the money would go to smaller groups. On the one hand, Mayor Reed said this at the same State of the City address.
Organizations like the Woodruff Arts Center are thriving, but our small and medium-sized groups often struggle. Our young and emerging artists need additional support, and I hope my partners on the Atlanta City Council will help to make this so.
And on the other hand?
The Denver model that I mentioned, it allocates roughly two-thirds of the arts tax money to the largest groups. Woodruff Arts Center is our big organization here, budget of roughly $100 million a year. No other group comes close. And it's the Woodruff Center that's really been lobbying for this for the last decade. The center is certainly revered as a cultural gem, and people want to see it thrive. But small groups are worried about that distribution of funds. Some of them got together and sent a letter to Mayor Reed asking for a four-tier distribution model for the tax money. That would be to ensure that small and medium-sized groups get a big chunk of the pie.
How has the city responded to those concerns?
The city has put a survey online asking for input on the tax, and we'll post a link later at WABE.org. I'll also tweet it at Amy_Kiley. But right now, we're just waiting to see what is in that bill. We don't know who the sponsor is going to be yet, what it's going to say, even if it's definitely going to happen. And it kind of comes down to, will a distribution model for the art sales tax funds be in that bill? If not, leaders have time to work out the details later. If so, there's not much time for people to lobby their Atlanta senators and representatives for changes. The session ends March 30th.
Wow. Amy, thanks so much for helping us make sense of all this.
My pleasure.
Amy Kiley is WABE's Arts and Culture reporter. She's also the host of All Things Considered. Makes your evening commute so much easier. You can hear her on that show weekday afternoons from 4 to 6:30 on 90.1. We'll continue to follow this story and bring you updates during City Lights as well as All Things Considered.